Making a difference in our community. This is Shirley Shaw with Special Olympics. Thanks for being an incredible fundraiser. Shirley, my first question for you, there's always just something in the air when it comes to a fundraiser for Special Olympics and the support with the police and emergency services. Can you just talk about that connection?
The OPP have been great. They do our torch run with us, and Jeremy Renton coordinates the polar dip. And that's all fundraising, and so much goes to Toronto and so much stays in Simcoe, which helps our community, which we're very, very blessed. And then we have many other organizations that step up to the plate and want to help us. During COVID, it was really hard. The United Way came up, and they helped us out a lot. And then we had the 100 Men. We had... a memorial fund from, I don't know if you know Matt McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah. They presented us with a lovely donation, and that helped us. And the United Way, the Port Dover Rotary Club, the Norfolk Rotary Club, the 100 Women, the Legions, like people are just coming from everywhere. And we're very, very excited. And when we had so much problems with swimming and the pool costs, we had an anonymous donor step up and help us with our funds. So we're very, very blessed with that. It's really hard, as you know, with sports and the cost of everything, especially nowadays, trying to keep it going. We kind of work a little hand in hand. We talk to the Hammerheads because they're going through a little bit of a hard time too, trying to raise money. They've got a big fundraiser going May the 13th in Dover. So I'd encourage people to go to that and help them. It's just people are just so we're just so blessed, and they're just so kind. I don't know what to say. My church, I go to Woodhouse United Church, and they approached me and said, "We want to help your team going to Montreal." So, you know, it's just so nice when people are so kind. And it helps the athletes. And the Special Olympics, as you know, are on a very limited income. So we have to raise a lot of money to do things that we want to do. And very, very pleased. Our county is really working with us. So we're really happy.
And the community does really gather when these events take place.
Yeah, like we have coming up right now, Make Happy Days, and that's the 10th. And the OPP come and they help us, and they're very generous, and the athletes help out there, and they really look forward to that. So just the community coming with those things is really, really nice.
Any special moments that stand out for you?
One of the big ones, I think, was the United Way. And they came up to us and wanted to help with the swimmers. And we ended up buying them equipment, like, because a lot of them couldn't afford their own flutter boards, their flippers and goggles and bathing caps, everything. It's all very costly. And they came up and helped us with all that. And that was just tremendous. And like I said, with the floor hockey and that, and raising the money and through the OPPs and trying to keep them, you know, because as you know, all the equipment's so expensive. But we managed to get people to really help. And then when the Matt O'Donnell family came to us, and they gave us a very large donation, which really helped our sports. So, yeah, people are just, I can't say enough about our community, honestly.
Thank you so much. You can hear from our other fundraisers at norfolktoday.ca.